us as we discuss mediumship, energy work, healing, paranormal investigations, and so much more. Find out more at transcendwithdebbie.com. Your host, Debbie Romero, is a globally recognized evidential psychic medium, paranormal investigator, energy worker, and empowerment teacher. Her unique blend of psychic abilities and healing energy has set her apart spiritually, gathering her international acclaim. With a profound connection to the spiritual realm, she has dedicated her life to helping others explore the mysteries of the unseen world. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good morning, right? Wherever you are in the world and you're listening to this today on Transcend with Debbie, I have Kimberly Totora. I hope I'm saying that right. Am I saying that right?
Perfect, perfect.
Oh, thank you so much, Kimberly, for being here as a guest. Please introduce yourself, my love.
Hi, Debbie, thank you for having me. My name is Kimberly. I am from New York, so I'm all the way on the other coast, and we're coordinating our times together. I am a survivor of sexual assault. I think that's the most important part of who I am in this context. I am a mom, I am a wife, I am a coworker, I am a friend, I am a family member, I'm a daughter. I have worked in academia almost my entire life. I would consider myself a bit of a healer. Yes. I am a writer. And now I am becoming an advocate and an activist.
Wow, you really are. You really are. And thank you for being strong and also willing to share your story with us today and the viewers and the listeners who will hit that replay button, because it takes great courage and it takes great strength to share a vulnerable story and tragic events that you've experienced. But you've created this inspirational movement around the world. And as you said, you're in New York, I'm in California, and you've created a campaign that is called the Quilt, the Denim Quilt. And would you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Of course. So you can find me on Instagram. It's the Denim Quilt Collective. I started this, well, actually, I'm going to take you back a little bit. So I was sexually assaulted 22 years ago, and when I hit my 20th year, I wanted to do some things that were meaningful to me from my healing journey. These were things I would not have been ready to do at any other time. I don't believe 20 years is a special mark. For me, it was. That year, I had met an artist who really inspired me. She, too, is a survivor, and she was really, really involved with the Jeffrey Epstein stories that were taking place and the documentary that was out at the time. I think there are two out. And what she was doing as an artist, she was taking her talents and she was casting women. So you would go to her studio and she was traveling around the country and she was doing this incredible thing. And she was taking a cast of your chest and she would like talk to you during this process and ask you if there was anything you'd want to get off your chest. And she would have these. So I had found her. On Instagram, I had seen her work and I was like, I want to do that. And I did that on my 20th anniversary in the month of April. And she has shows all over the country with all these casts from different survivors. She keeps them. And it's this incredible thing that she has started. And I actually don't know if she's still doing it or not. She had been doing it for years. And she sort of inspired me to do something, think big and think about community and April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and she's the one that told me. I didn't even know.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, right. I'm listening to you. Yeah, this
is so powerful. She's the one that told me. I happened to experience my trauma in April. I was so surprised that I didn't know that Sexual Assault Awareness Month even existed. Right. We have so many awareness months, and I just never knew. So the following year, my 21st year, I decided I was going to start something. And I found the text message that I sent to her last night. And I said to her, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to mail out denim to people and I'm going to have them write a message and I'm going to have them send it back to me. And I wrote in the message, like, this is crazy. I have no clue how it's going to work, but I don't care. I'm going to do it.
Right. I could feel the emotions that you have behind this project, being that I'm very, we're all sensitive souls here. And I could feel the emotion of release for such a powerful thing to say, what can you get off your chest, you know?
Yes.
And to have that come off and that plaster and that clay and it's the molding of the process because it's a shell and you're bringing the shell out energetically. And then my thoughts, I'm just seeing colors afterwards. So does she paint them? Like, I literally feel like I want to go and put flowers and, you know, make that clay into some beautiful form of art because it can be transformed, right? So it's like, you got it off your chest. Now let's bring the healing. Let's move that. And I feel like that's what she did for you. You did the clay and now you're doing this denim quilt of inspiration for, one, something that was tragic again, and two, healing, because your spirit is in a healing journey and it's global, babe. Like, I'm here in awe with you right now, celebrating this movement that you've created and been inspired to do. And so as each denim comes to you and each story comes to you, I get emotional as I say that. How do you feel? How does that feel for you as an individual to hold on to those heartaches of inspiring messages that are no longer heartaches? Like, how does that make you feel, babe? That you're part of that, you know?
I'm trying not to cry.
But it's the energies, because we are so sensitive. It's the, you are holding space in a container for people who are changing one form of a circumstance to another. And that's beauty, babe, that you're holding space for beauty right now. So I'm going to pause and not cry either and say, how does that feel when it comes to you? You open the mail. What happens to you?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's, I can feel the energy off of each of these pieces of denim. I feel so blessed that people trust me enough to send it to me. And I realized that I forgot to say why it's denim, why that's important. So there, I'm going to take us back in time for a quick history lesson, so that we're all on the same page about why denim is so important to sexual assault awareness. So in the 90s in Italy, there was a driver's ed instructor who had sexually assaulted one of his students. He was convicted. He was sent to prison. And after he was in prison for a few years, him and his lawyers tried to overturn the case. And the judge, the Italian judge, and as an Italian-American woman, I am like, still, I feel so like horrible about this, that this is my ethnicity that and country of origin where this took place. But the Italian judge and the court decided that because her jeans that she was wearing were so tight that it was impossible that a man could have taken them off by himself, meaning that he would have needed help. And if she helped him take off her jeans, that implied consent. Therefore, They are declaring consent, and he was no longer convicted, and he got out of prison. The following day, the women who worked in the Italian parliament as a, you know, sort of sending a message to Italy and then subsequently a message to the world, they got out there in their tightest denim jeans and they walked on the steps of the parliament, and Denim Day was born.
Wow.
And I have the shells.
Yeah, it's very powerful, you know. And then you think about it, as women, we're in our Levi's, we're tight Levi's. That's no joke. Like, and to walk in them, oh my gosh, like, what a stand that they took to represent and support this woman. And that's community. And I know that there's many people who do things in silence to help others. Some are out loud and some are saying, hey, sis, I got you. Hey, bro, I see you. Yeah. Like, we take care of each other in many different ways. And so what a beautiful way to hold space for someone who, unfortunately, story did not go the way that one would have liked, but it's still history. Because now it is a movement, and it reminds me of Kardec, the movie, where all the mediums come together with different stories, and the story never got published because the priest burned the books. And so in the end, it was still history, and now we continue to speak on it. And so this is history. So one triumph that you were looking for is a whole nother triumph, because it went global. Because of this movement, it's a different way that it's being now looked at, where now it's a month where it's supportive, not only a month of support, but it's something that's going to bring awareness and is also going to bring more support for the year and days to come. So this is this woman who this occurred to just went worldwide to create a bigger movement, and it inspired you. And, you know, for you to be able to change the blueprint and for you to use the denim, we're both wearing our denims today. Hey, you know, she's got her denim flower going on. And it's on April 30th, you're going to be marching, right, to the city council in New York. Please talk about that.
Yeah. So it's the last, every year, it's the last Wednesday of the month that is assigned as Denim Day. So this year it happens to be April 30th. In New York, the march begins in Brooklyn. They have a denim fashion show. They have all like events and performances going on. It's incredible. And then everybody marches across the Brooklyn Bridge. And when they get to the other side of the bridge, they end up in front of City Hall, which is Foley Square in New York City. And then I will have a table with my 6x6 squares of denim. I wish I had one right here, and I don't. But it's a 6x6 square of denim, and I have a ton of arts and crafts, and lots of glitter, lots of markers.
Everyone loves glitter.
Yes, everyone loves glitter. Glitter and rhinestones and gemstones and all sorts of stuff. But the point is that everyone gets their chance. They get their square. And I see that as their opportunity to use their voice. Because I feel like one of the worst parts of trauma of this kind is that your voice is taken away, or your voice is ignored. It's disregarded. It doesn't matter. So this is my opportunity on a little 6x6 piece of denim for someone to say what they need to say publicly on this denim. And they decorate it there. I let it dry out in the sun while we're there. I'm usually there for 3 or 4 hours. And then I bring them all home with me. And I take pictures of them throughout the year, and I post them on my Instagram page, because I want everyone to have their moment in the spotlight. I want everyone to see their quilt either as a post or a reel. If it comes through to me in the mail, you're watching me open it live. Like when you sent yours, I had the opportunity to like open it, and everybody got to watch me do that. So everybody gets their moment in the spotlight, and then I get the opportunity to give them over to a woman who has agreed to quilt this for me. And I have a, right now, the quilt is about 30 to 40 patches, which seems so small. Those are all from 2024. And this year, it's just going to get tremendous. And I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We're going to get the word out. And if anybody wants to send in Kimmy a follow, DM her. So because you are still sending denims out, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Are you doing this year long or are you just doing it for the month of all year? So there's like, if you're just hearing this and you missed it or you're like, oh, my gosh, I want to be part of this. You want to make this expand this more, please follow her. And we will put her information, her social media information in the podcast so that when you do go back on Spotify or Apple or wherever you are listening, you can please reach out to Kimmy to help her campaign grow. Because you're also, there's a march in New York. There's one in also in LA. And yes, every woman or person is going to wear their Levi's and march out there. And for those that are not in LA, not in New York, what would you like to see globally happen with people that are in this wanting to take a stand in a silence or do something within their own community? What would you like to see happen?
Wear your denim. You know, I think that's kind of like the biggest solidarity that we could have together mm-hmm. on that day, no matter where you are in the world. Wearing denim, you know, lets us know that we're in this together. I think that's the most meaningful thing, is feeling the support of this worldwide community of people who are going to be in denim that day. And people don't need to know why you're in denim if you don't want to talk about it. If you just want to wear your jeans on that day or your jean jacket or your jean shirt, you know, nobody needs to know why, but you know why. And I think that that's the most powerful thing that we could do to support each other for this particular day, but for, you know, all year long.
Right. And for anyone who has not been able to share their story and who's holding on to that very quietly within their soul and spirit, what words would you like to leave them, Kimmy?
I've done it. I held on to my story very tight for a very long time, and I understand. I want you to know that if you need to hold on to it and you're not ready to share it, that that's okay. There's no right time. There's no right way. And I offer myself as a resource, as a survivor. I am accessible on social media, and having gone through it, I understand. And I am here for anyone who wants to reach out.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And I would say also, don't be afraid to ask for help from, you know, a therapist, a doctor, a friend, a professional. There are so many people that will hold space for you as an individual. And if you're concerned of being judged or looked at and not being able to speak, write it down. Because if you can't explain it, write it. Get it out of your body and give it to someone. as my throat chokes up here, I just feel like you are holding the torch and the light for so many to share their story. So Kimmy, thank you for coming on here with the movement of the Quilted Campaign and sharing a little bit of your story and also the inspiration of moving forward with positivity, change, life, love, laughter, and healing.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And let people know again, what is your social media where they can find you here on this podcast?
It's The Denim Quilt Collective. So it's a little long, The Denim Quilt Collective, one word, but Debbie will make sure she gets everything so that you could find me. And of course, if you want a piece of denim, I will be more than happy to send it out. I actually have a envelope here going to Colorado. So nice. I am getting people from all over, and that's what I want. Yeah. I want this to be like everyone. This is not just New York. This is not just Italy. This is not just LA. This needs to be everywhere.
I agree. So. I have plenty of, it's my voice going. I have plenty of students and friends who've already reached out, and they're like in Arizona, Wisconsin, they're everywhere. Yes. So this is not exactly LA, West Coast, East Coast. This is global. This is, yes. This is the world happening here. So if you're listening to this, participate, get Kimmy's quilt made. A girl, we got a couple days to bring you some more quilts in. So let's do this. I say thank you so much for being here. You guys take care. Have a beautiful day. And Kimmy, thank you for being vulnerable and having your story shared on Transcend with Debbie.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mama. God bless.